What I have to say in the next 40 minutes is probably going to shock you. It might even profoundly shake up some of your most cherished superstitions and pet presumptions that you may have nurtured all your life, without perhaps ever bothering to examine the validity or worthiness of those presumptions. This discussion is going to delve seriously into race and religion, two subjects which our power establishment tells us we must never discuss, unless, of course, you are a Jew or a black or some other so-called minority. Today, we are going to defy the Jew-controlled power structure and discuss race and religion from the white man's point of view. In particular, we are interested in examining whether we, the white race, are going to survive or whether we are going to be mongrelized and destroyed in a flood tide of parasitical colored races. Therefore, I want you to decide early in this presentation whether you are interested in the survival of your own kind, or whether you prefer to be a traitor to the white race and would just as soon see it wiped from the face of the earth and supplanted by niggers, blacks, yellows, Semites, and other mud races. For make no mistake about it, the white race is a highly endangered species, a vanishing species, one that its enemies have decided must disappear from the face of the earth. If suicide of your own kind is what you wish to see, now is a good time to stop listening. If, on the other hand, you are loyal to your own kind and wish the white race to survive and prosper, then you undoubtedly are not only interested in hearing about the Church of the Creator, but also becoming a member of our religious movement. The creed and philosophy of our religion, called creativity, is set forth in our book, Nature's Eternal Religion. It is the white man's Bible, and its basic goal is not only the survival of the white race, but also its expansion and advancement. Since in this short dissertation, it is impossible to give the full basis of our religion, even in short summary, we must continually refer you back to our Bible, namely Nature's Eternal Religion, a book consisting of 508 pages and 49 chapters. Why are we so concerned about the survival of the white race? Basically, there are two overwhelming reasons. One, the white race is rapidly shrinking into extinction. And two, we are proud members of nature's most distinguished, intelligent, productive, and creative species. We are talking about our own survival, the survival of the white race. There are many other reasons we could cite, such as the preservation of civilization and everything else that is worthwhile in life. But all these other reasons become secondary. First and foremost, we of the Church of the Creator are concerned about the survival, expansion, and advancement of the white race for its own sake, period. The sum total of all our efforts and dedication revolve around that central issue.